I say I think it's going to be exciting. I have no idea whether it's going to be exciting or not. But I can tell you that... testing 1, 2, 3. Look at this. I can tell you that it's going to be exciting. I can tell you it's going to be exciting. I can tell you it's going to be exciting. Wait. I can tell you it's going to be exciting. this is Vernon Dozier, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I can tell you it's going to be a very exciting show. I can tell you it's going to be a very exciting show. I can tell you it's going to be a very exciting show. I can tell you it's going to be a very exciting show. I can tell you it's going to be a very exciting show. Tell you it's going to be a very exciting show. I can tell you it's going to be a very exciting show.
Well, isn't that interesting? So here we are, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know, man. Are we starting? I think what we have here is a failure to communicate. Anyway, it's going to be a great show, so stick around. The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by... Oh, look at that. Look at that shit. Yeah. All right, yeah. This is Vernon Dozier.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over.
If this is what they've been fucking with me about, I'm going to be real pissed off, man. Because every time I update this computer, well, you guys have heard me. I'm not, yeah, see, look at this shit. God damn it, man. I am telling you, it's fucking driving me nuts. How the fuck? Might as well do Vernon Dozier today and see if this helps at all, man. But I just don't. I mean, here's the way we used to run it like this. I mean, there was no fucking gain at all. I used all the gain over here. And then I have no idea where he ran that fucking thing, but like that. Two steps forward, two steps back. Phil Hendry Show here, and our number 1-800-449-8686. That's our old number. Our new number is 855-500-7445. Phil Hendry Show.
Come on.
You guys going to have to get to... Looks like President Trump's into hip-hop, so all these white boys that used to give me shit for playing hip-hop on the show, all these, you know, Trump conservative redneck motherfuckers, you guys going to have to start getting into that shit, because guess what? Kanye and Trump are tight. Now, you probably agree with me when I say it's bullshit. Trump can't stand that shit, but hey, he needs all the black friends he can get. That's a fact. Especially when we found out that Diamond and Silk were paid. I mean, I knew they were paid, but it became official yesterday or today, something like that. When they were caught fucking lying, they got paid. Trump paid their fucking travel expense. He paid a lot more than that shit. Don't even fucking worry about it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why is he pleading the fifth? Well, he has a lot of other businesses. That's what Trump said about Michael Cohen. When they asked, why is he pleading the fifth? They asked him that on Fox and Friends, one of the really hard-hitting journalistic efforts. I mean, they got some fucking reporters on that motherfucker.
yeah, well, thanks a lot, Coach. I'm very, very pleased to be here. I don't know, I'm just... I'm trying, you know, some new things. I'm trying some old things. I'm trying, dude. Yeah, I'm trying like you wouldn't believe, like more so than ever before, you know. And it feels funny that I'm.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing.
you know, it feels kind of funny that I'm.
What the fuck did you do, Hendry? What?
What in the fuck are you doing, Hendry? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. God damn it. Turn that motherfucker off. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know. Testing 1, 2. This is Vernon Dozier. And welcome here to the Vernon Dozier Show. And why would you fucking pack the sound like that, man? So anyway, as you can tell here over the last few days, I've been doing nothing but, fucking around with audio. I mean, it is fucking frustrating. Two steps forward, two steps back. God damn it. So anyway, welcome here to the goddamn apocalypse. Feels like it. Phil Hendry Show. I shouldn't even be running it like that. I should be running it. Phil Hendry Show, welcome here to the thing. Hello, it's Phil, and hello, it's Phil, trying to balance this motherfucker out. Audio, audio, audio. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, so anyway, welcome back here to our show, and good of you to be with us. I don't know what this, like I said, I don't know what this thing's going to sound like. I've really been frustrated, really fucking frustrated. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hi, it's Phil.
Well, yeah, you just fuck around with it and see what you like, man. You know, that's kind of how it works. You know? That's kind of how it works.
Let's just do this, man. I tell you what, National Hockey League, the Vegas Knights, what the last I checked, and this is, you know, this is Thursday night, so tomorrow you guys will know the score. The last I checked, it was Vegas 4, San Jose nothing. And that was in the first goddamn period. That was inside of 8 minutes. That was not inside of. That was 8 minutes into the first period. Two steps forward, two steps back. All right. General?
Yes?
How you doing?
I'm feeling fine. Great to be with you.
And great to be with you. And Margaret?
Yes, I'm doing good, Phil. And welcome to the program, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. You can all kiss my bright red rosy.
Is that an Irish term?
What is?
Kiss my bright red rosy?
Yes, from Ireland.
Wait, I'll do it, bud. Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, see, I like what's happening now with my meters. My meters. Pumpkin eaters. Oh, fuck. I'm so in need of a girlfriend. Not really. Well, a good girlfriend, you know, a quality woman. But then am I a quality man? That's... there's the rub. Ah, but there's the rub, said Shakespeare.
Two steps forward, two steps back. I need you to lead me. I need you.
Hold on for a minute, you guys. I'm disappearing on you. I'm going to do something. I'm going to try something. Don't worry, I'm still here. I'm still with you. The more you know, the less you love. The more you know. And welcome, beachside. Yay. There's always the ocean, man. There's always the ocean, you know. Like the big mother. Ever since I was a kid, I would sit at the ocean, and I'd look at that goddamn gigantic fucking thing, right? And it always came back to me, ever since I was like 11 or 12, it always came back to me that this is mother. That's mother. That's where everything came from, man. That's where everything crawled out of. Everything became what it was going to become there. And, it, you know, and she gave birth to everything. And there she sits still. You know, we swim in her and we splash around and we surf and we sail and we drown. And that's mother, you know. Now, what did I do with that knowledge? Nothing. In fact, you guys are the first ones that I ever... Well, I guess I would sit around with my friends after a few drinks or something like that and start babbling about shit like that. And they'd say, that's real good, Phil. Would you mind getting us a beer? We have something to discuss. Sure. Okay, guys. You know, and I'd go off and... Yeah, so it's Vegas... What is it now, man? They're kicking fucking... This is the... What game is this? Is this the Lightning? Tampa Bay Lightning is kicking ass. The Predators, of course. The Penguins, of course. I don't know who Nashville's playing, but they play in Washington? Or Pittsburgh's playing in Washington. Excuse me. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Margaret?
Yes, I'm here, for Christ all fucking mighty, Phil. What do you want now?
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
Well,
I'm sorry. I just...
Yeah, thanks so much, Coach. It's a pleasure for me. It's a pleasure for you to have me. It's a pleasure for you to to have me.
What do you mean it's a pleasure for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a pleasure for me.
All right. Now, look.
It's a pleasure.
What do you mean it's a pleasure for me? What do you mean?
It's just sort of a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Coach. It's good to be here.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Are you a pornographic? Not pornographic.
I'm an adult film. Right now, I've been in a few scenes, but not. Apparently, somebody said my penis wasn't big enough. That's the biggest load of shit.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, but it's not true. They go, yeah, he's kind of a short dick, and I'm like, what?
I need you to lead me. You know, one of the things about women. Well, there's a lot of great things. I said one of the great things about women. There's a lot of great things about women. Is that they're not guys, and sometimes. You really kind of need that break, you know? There's only so many fucking things you can talk about with a guy, and then that's it. And then whatever you can't, you can extend that out with a woman, and then there's other, you know, things. So there's, all told, there's a way more shit you can do with a woman than you can with a guy. And, but it's harder work. Dun, dun, dun. I need you to lead me. Sam Spence, Ryan Kuras, and welcome here. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody here. This is Vernon Dozier, and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. And I've got Chris Norton. They told me I was going to interview this man about a porn movie or something.
It's not really a porn movie.
It's not a what kind of movie is it?
Yes, it is a porn movie, but it's more there's more of a sex.
Are you saying sex?
Yes, sir. I'm just saying there's more of a sex angle.
Okay, there's more of a sex angle. Now, the name of this film is Fear the Whacking Dead. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
The script is an original. It was written by Logan Spunkman.
The man's name is Logan Spunkman. Logan Spunkman.
God damn.
Oh, who's the other cat, man? I forget. I wrote a bunch of names down. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesus Christ. Hey, man. Hey, man. Yeah. And this is the Phil Hendry Show. This is Vernon Dozier filling in for Phil Hendry. I don't think we should do that. I think we should. Poor Vernon. I'm a high school teacher, so I'm used to all this, kind of music. But what I'm not used to is hosting this show, and they asked me to interview this man, Mr. Is it Norton? Yeah. What is it, Whiff?
Oh, it's Norton.
Whiff Bennington's with us. And how you doing, Bud?
I'm doing good, Coach. What's going on?
Nothing right now. I'm just filling in. They got Bud Dickman over here with us. What are you doing there? What's that you're doing?
All right, Coach. Have at it.
All right. Well, I think I will. And... We did some research, by the way, on our audience, on you guys. We researched you guys, and I'm telling you, it comes up very positive. It comes up amazing. We looked at all these analytics across all of these different social media platforms, etc., and people that are very actively with our show. And you guys are, most of you are college educated. We have a higher degree of college educated people than on average. Also, this audience is younger than I thought it was. While our focus is 25 to 54 year old adults, our hardcore is 35 to 44. And that's younger. I used to think we were 35 to 54. So 35, 44, we skew heavily male. Women just are like, you know, the goofy voice thing, just chicks don't dig. Well, I should say only quality women like it. And, what else? There was some really good stuff there. There really was. In fact, it was surprisingly good. I mean, I have respect for anybody that will, you know, is on, anybody that's on our side, I have great respect for, but to know that we had, I mean, some people that can really do me some good, you know. No, I'm just kidding, but let's do this, man. Yo, let's do this. Now I'm doing like music on. Where is the, oh, here it is. Cool, baby, cool, I got you, man. I got you.